I am Brandon of Twex.com, and I draw the pictures.
I'm Colin, and I write the words.
Wow.
That's awesome. That really is awesome.
That's very cool.
I like that.
Twex Podcast, I suppose.
Good grief.
We just had absolutely no luck this evening actually getting a guest. We
tried two different people. One of them had to cancel for very good reasons.
Our regular scheduled programming was rescheduled for totally legitimate reasons, and we just had to cancel on our other lovely guest because of Skype connection problems, because sometimes Skype is a total bitch. So what can you
do?
This
would be one of those scenarios where Skype was a total bitch.
Yeah.
I mean, it's free. We don't pay anything for it. And people like to remind us that we shouldn't complain, but... Fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of like when... That rare circumstance when Google or a Google-related service doesn't work. It's like you're frustrated, but only because you've come to expect such a high level of reliability. When it actually goes out on you, you're kind of shocked, a little appalled, and yet you've paid no money. Really, what right do you have to be angry?
You know what? We have lots of rights to be angry that we believe we have. And we, you know, we push for them. We do what we can.
Yeah, well.
As, you know, privileged North Americans. Something like that.
First world problems.
God.
So instead, you get us tonight, just the two of us.
We were going to talk, first of all, we can interview a fellow creator. And
we can make
then
it if we try.
We were going to talk about the con.
Just the two
we're
going to
talk
us.
About the con. And now...
You and I.
Yeah, now this. This is what you get. You know what? We'll say a little bit about the con. Con Bravo is fun. It was an experience. There are stories.
Stories.
So many stories.
It was a bit of a roller coaster, to
be
honest.
We learned a lot.
Learned a ton.
Definitely learned a lot.
But we're going to save that for a future podcast. This isn't the one where we talk about it. We want to get on
We want our table mates to be there
with
the
fine gentleman that we tabled with.
Exactly.
On that fateful weekend. So we'll wait and talk with them. So instead, we are going to talk about video games.
I guess, you know what? We could talk about Pacific Rim a bit.
Well, as long as we keep it a spoiler-free podcast.
We could hit spoilers. We could say spoiler time at one point, and we can say for the next 5 minutes, spoilers are our go.
I guess.
We could do that.
I suppose we could.
Do you want to do that? But we won't start there. Do you want to save that? Let's save that.
We'll save that.
All right.
Let's save that up.
So let's talk about the 3DS games then.
Yeah.
I want to talk about that because here's Nintendo like, we want to release a nice update so people actually still find Street Pass to be useful. Because, I mean, honestly, it was, if it was hitting the dregs for me, I can only imagine what it was for you being one of the first people to buy one.
Well, and I use Street Pass quite thoroughly. I've always thought it's an interesting feature. I mean,
it's so great for pimping the comic.
So both Brandon and I have, and Jin, have a message, our personal greeting that goes out when we street pass with somebody is our website. And before you make fun of us for such a stupid marketing campaign, we have at least... a few accounts of this working completely.
So pro tip, ready? Yeah, that's right, I'm doing pro tip. What, Webcomics Weekly isn't doing it. Buy a 3DS and put your website's URL, maybe a little message in there. And you know what? Take it to your local whatever-sized con. You will have to clean that thing out.
Yeah, so the thing with Street Pass is that 3DS only holds 10 Street Passes at a time, and if you get more than 10, you have to quote unquote clear them out, which means you need to use them for whatever games or digital prizes you want to use them for before you can collect more.
Or if you just want to collect endless swaths of people, yeah, you can just skip the games over and over.
You still have to clear them out, though. It's still a process.
True. It just takes less time if you don't play the games.
Sure. But I like to play the games. That's the whole bloody point. Anyway, that was a quick story of how this worked. This is actually a great story. We were at attending Fan Expo, and I had my 3DS and had the Twex.com in it. And on the train, on the way home from the convention, guy walks up to us, sees our shirts, our Twex.com shirts, and he points at him. He's like, "Didn't they get a street pass about that?" And it was just a perfect storm of advertising. So it can work. Give it a try.
All you have to do is... How much are those things these days?
3DSs?
Yeah.
$150, $150, yeah.
Yeah, it's worth it. The games are good, okay?
It does have good games.
Play the video games.
On that note, and we've got a comic coming up about this, but when they introduced the new Street Pass games, they introduced it with what is the first ever... kind of sales pressure scenario I've ever seen in a video game marketplace.
An adorable little me rabbit will come up to you and try to sell you on these games.
He'll pull out a tablet just as if you were talking with somebody in person and they were trying to look up prices and stuff on a little tablet computer. And if you ask him what the price is, oh, just a second, I'll just go check the internet. And he's all excited and bubbly. And then he tries to sell you the game, and if you say you're not interested, the poor cute little bunny just gets this sad look on its face. And it's like, oh, okay, well, you know, maybe next time.
You poor bastard.
And, you know, of course, this is a classic sales tactic for a salesman, but... It's not something that you expect to be marketed to children. A lot of kids are going to be playing 3DS. A lot of kids are going to be finding this and be...
Mommy, buy the game or else the rabbit gets sad!
Exactly. It's sick and it's genius. And
So the games, though. The games. So, like, it's not that they're not good games. It's not like it's, like, it's just getting you with sales tactics. Like, there's some really good games. The shmup... MeForce is actually a surprisingly deep,
surprisingly competent
shooter, and it's a lot of fun. And it's the one that I find I'm looking forward to the most at the end of the day. But then you've got Warrior's Path.
Warrior's Path is a lot of fun as well,
which is
well because it's got the cool mechanic that you have a larger advantage by street passing with people who specifically have also street passed with a lot of people. So you're trying to collect an entirely different sort of friend for those fights,
and you're trying to take over the world.
Yeah,
very very risk-esque.
Which is always nice.
With the whole like, well, it's the different damages.
Well, they do like a rock, scissors, and paper matchup.
Yeah, it's the arrow beats spear, spear beats horse, horse beats arrow, kind of a thing.
Yeah,
and then the last good one. The Haunted Mansion one. What the hell is that one called? Is it just called the Haunted
Ghost
Mansion
Manor,
or
I
Ghost
think.
Manor or something? It's not Luigi's Mansion. They even make a crack about that during the sales pitch, but it's... You're laying down Tetris pieces to expand the space
that. And then there's a live-action RPG fighting game kind of behind that as you build the map and encounter ghosts and destroy them, and then you have weapons that you level up. And it's actually surprisingly deep as well. It's one of the things that always impresses me about Nintendo is they put on this kind of outer shell of kid-friendly accessibility and almost appear to be a watered-down version of what it actually is until you get into it and play it and realize that they bothered to put some depth in.
But all three of these games are fantastic. And then there's the flower game. What the fuck were they thinking?
So in this flower game, you grow plants.
It's like they decided to replace Pokemon with flowers.
Well, no, you know what they actually did? And this is interesting. So hang on, let me explain what it is. you're growing plants, and as you street pass with people, they will come in and water your plant for you, and it will grow. And then it'll produce seeds, and use those seeds for your other plants, and you try to collect all the plants and figure out which ones are going to grow into what.
Pokemon.
No, it's not Pokemon. Let me
They've hang replaced on. Pokemon with plants.
And it wouldn't be so bad, honestly, but the menus are very kludgy. Everything is over-explained. And it's got a absolutely sickening presentation. It's way too fluffy for anybody to take it seriously. What I'm told they were trying to get and mirror with this game is the very, very popular Facebook titles that involve collecting things. You know, Facebook games. The games we don't play.
Dude, I'm still making the comparison of Pokemon. At the very beginning, you have a choice of three different seeds. You pick one of those seeds.
Okay, you can continue to rock that analogy. All I'm trying to say is that you're wrong. And that's fine.
Oh, fine.
They've gone on record as saying that this is something that they're trying to emulate.
Oh, God, it's terrible. It's honestly, it's almost unplayable.
But look
for
at
me.
Like Farmville.
I played one round of it. Yeah, but all of those games are shit.
But
I
so
get
many
people
play
I know,
them.
I get it. I do. But that's God. It was painful. It's absolutely the most painful game.
It'd be different if they executed it well. They just didn't execute it very well.
I will probably skip that one every time.
And I'm still playing.
I just can't be bothered.
And the reason why I'm playing
I know you want the goddamn
The mechanic ticket. That they added in with these new games, you earn these tickets, and you can exchange the tickets to get new hats for your Miis.
You are such a whore.
And I don't give a shit about the hats. I just want to collect everything.
Yeah, yep, there it is.
And that's
Nail
the crux
on the
of it.
Head. Nail on the head. Right. You completionist bastard, you.
That's okay. You know what? I'm enjoying it. My only real complaint is that it's actually taking a sizable chunk out of my day and every day. Get a fair amount of street passes at work, and these games are not short. If you want to play through all of the games that a full complement of street passes allows, you better set aside a half hour, 45 minutes, and
or just not play the flower one.
Even then, you're still spending quite a bit of time.
It hasn't been taking me that long.
Yeah, but you probably don't get as many street passes as I do in a day.
Yeah, whatever. All right, that's enough about that one flower game.
It's pretty bad.
What have you been playing lately?
Well, as we are in the summer lull, and there isn't much good, I've been doing dumpster dives of my game collection, and I'm actually starting to run out. I'm actually happy to report of games I haven't played yet. The one I'm going through right now is the only Metroid Prime that I have not played through, and that's Metroid Prime 2.
May I make a suggestion?
Oh, hang on, let me finish you.
Oh, sorry.
Bastard.
Fuck.
Shit. I don't know, the Metroid Prime series is good. Everything about the games is objectively good, but I have some trouble with them. I find them a little too slow-paced, I find them a little too open-ended. I find that the skill level required to play the game from an actual Twitch perspective ramps up from absolutely nothing in your day-to-day gaming to ridiculous and stupid during the boss fights, and you're just not ready for it, and it kills you. So I actually find it not that well of a balanced game. I'm still playing it, and I'm still enjoying it, but it's not... It's not my cup of tea as much as it is a lot of people's. It's on a lot of people's top whatever list of that kind of game.
So I'm going to make a suggestion.
Yes, I know exactly what you're going to say.
Because it just came out, and Mark Cook says he got it. I'm going to get it.
Pikmin?
No.
What?
Dragon's Crown.
Oh, Dragon's Crown.
Dragon's Crown, the one that started the shitstorm on the internet because he drew all those big boobs. And
I remember.
Like, that's immature that you drew boobs like that. And he's like, well, maybe you like men.
They are some giant boobs.
So?
Oh, I'm not.
Fuck, I like boobs, though.
Complaining about the boobs. I'm just saying they're comically large.
Yeah, no, it's true. That's what I actually appreciate about it. It's just completely over the top and ridiculous, and it's four-player, and it's got crossplay. It's on the Vita. It's out on the Vita. It's out on the PS3.
Gotcha.
So that's why I'm like, You get it for the Vita, I get it for the PS3, you come over, we sit down, we play it.
Yeah, I like that idea.
Yeah.
Well, and the reviews said that it, in a very good way, harkens back to the classic arcade games like Streets of Rage, Golden Axe, except in an RPG setting and with a considerably better balanced combat system than any of those games ever had, despite us enjoying them as much as we did.
I have to own it. I have to. And so here's, this is actually something I was talking about earlier today with a couple of guys at work. And this is, because it's interesting to me that you went to Pikmin. It's interesting to me that you did that.
It's mostly because you said Mark Cook.
Oh, no. He got that one, too. These are the two games he planned to pick up this week.
Fair enough.
The thing I was saying was, like, I hate to say it, but fuck Pikmin. There I said it. That's not the game I'm waiting for. I liked Pikmin. Pikmin was fun. It was a nice distraction. Oh my god, I have to have this. This is the experience I need to play. Nintendo's still holding all their cards back. And I get that they want to spend some time developing things like Smash Brothers, things like the new Mario Kart, things like this new Mario game coming out. But here's the thing. Hear me out on this. This is the suggestion we came up with. And I know Nintendo's never going to fucking listen to this podcast, but hear me out. This is my suggestion. You got Pokemon X and Y coming out in the fall for the 3DS. That shit is going to move some 3DSs. If people don't own 3DSs, they are going to go out and buy them so they can buy that fucking game. Do you want to know what? You don't even need to make a different one. Port a special version with special Pokemon over to the Wii U. Same fucking graphics. Dual screen. You can dual screen that shit and have the bottom screen on the fucking controller. Release it. You want to sell some Wii U's? That is how you sell some Wii U's.
They won't do that.
That's what I don't fucking get. It's funny that you bring it up. Pokemon Rumble or whatever this battle game that's coming out. Nobody wants that.
It's funny that you bring
it
up.
It's not going to sell systems.
I got an email the other day from Nintendo that was the ultimate sign of desperation. I don't know if you got this email as well.
Oh, I don't know. From Club Nintendo?
It was from them. I don't know. Okay. I know in what context. But this is just screaming of a business that's struggling right now. They send out an email saying, if you go on to the Nintendo eShop right now and spend $50, or at least add $50 to your wallet, we'll give you 10 more.
Oh no, I heard about this promotion.
And the entire basis of the promotion wasn't go buy some great games on the eShop, it's load up your wallet because good games are coming and you're going to want to buy them later.
That's a good point.
They actually said, give us money now because we need it or we're not going to make it to giving you the good games.
That's not true. I read an article about that. They got more than enough fucking money.
How desperate are they?
No, I agree. To ask for money, because it's trying to show that money's coming in. Yeah, it's trying to show that money's coming in for things that aren't there. I agree with you.
No, you're right. They're not in financial straits. I've heard they have deep pockets.
Yeah. No, they're fine there, but you're right. This is they're trying
but
to get people
desperate.
To invest.
It's desperate from a
in the Wii U
marketing perspective.
Because they're not doing that with the 3DS eShop.
They don't need to.
They don't need to because people are fucking buying things. But not enough people have the Wii U. And not enough people are going to have the Wii U. And there's been some really good talking points about the fact, like, the Wii U, when the new systems come out, it's been out for a year. It's gotten a terrible start. It's as if it didn't start at all. And now it's going to have to compete with these two brand new behemoth systems.
Depending on who you ask, though, Nintendo has never competed with Sony or Microsoft. They're in different fields. They're in different wavelengths.
No, they competed with the GameCube. They tried. The GameCube was on the same playing field. You could argue
they haven't tried to compete since
the PlayStation.
Oh, sure. Sorry. Yeah, you're right. They haven't competed since the Wii.
You're right. No, but I feel like they had a chance here because they were trying to get some really good AAA stuff on there, but they didn't. New Super Mario Brothers Wii U as a launch first party and Nintendo Land, those aren't your system sellers. Those aren't the things that are going to bring all the boys to the yard.
No.
Because just had one. The Wii just had
a new Zelda. Super Mario Brothers. You need a Metroid. You need a... Oh, God, I don't know.
I'm telling you, Pokemon. Pokemon is the fucking answer here. You want to move systems like they're going out of style? Come out with Pokemon for this.
Maybe they have some kind of market data to suggest that Pokemon only sells extremely well to mobile gamers.
Yes, but if you
introduce... I mean, it's not like they haven't had console releases of Pokemon games before. Maybe they haven't been successful
enough. If they had the connectivity, if they had the exclusivity... The only way that you can get...
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just trying to rationalize their...
I know. There's a new class out is this fairy type class. Well, they come out with this dragon fairy type because dragons are weak against fairies. So, you know, come out with a dragon fairy type called Buttfucker and make it a Wii U exclusive. And so everybody's going to go out and buy the Wii U exclusive Pokemon.
And if you involve your Buttfucker, it becomes a Futtbucker.
A Futtbucker, yes, exactly. And Futtbucker does... Gigafuck as its attack.
Yeah.
And it's got really good defense stats. I don't know. Just, I really think that would work because it would make me want to buy a system.
Futtbucker uses Gigafuck. It's super effective.
Against everything. Oh, God. Except that stupid electric eel that floats. Nothing super effective against that.
Oh, so the thing I always ask myself when I'm, you know, when we're making fun of the Wii U and it's and how horrible it's doing is, let's look at all the other systems that always have abysmal launches because the launch is never good. And is this a comparable experience? Even the 3DS, when it first,
even
it took
the 3DS
a long time.
Some, but it had some decent launch ones. Had
no,
some things
it didn't.
To be excited about.
No, it didn't.
I think it did.
Bullshit. It was in no different of a circumstance than the Wii U is now. But where I was going with this is no, this is not the same. It's been a full fucking year.
Almost.
I've owned,
no, not a full year.
Okay, fine.
November's
I've owned Wii U for
year
almost a year, and I have not even considered purchasing a game that I like another a new game. The only games I have for the system are the ones I got at launch.
But there's been nothing that's been worth it. Even everybody singing the praise of Pikmin, it's like
I would consider getting Pikmin. I agree with you. Pikmin's never been a
It's not a system seller for me. It's a, I haven't had anything to play for a while, so I'll get Pikmin.
But I wouldn't even say that. I think it's a competent title. I'd put it in the same ranks as...
No, you wouldn't.
I don't fucking know.
I would put it in the same ranks as... No, you wouldn't.
I didn't mean to
say that. I didn't even say... It's because you can't come up with anything.
No, there's nothing really...
You're saying it's just like, I put it in the same ranks as...
I like it better...
Barbie's Horse Adventure.
I like it better than you like it. Let's just say that.
No. I actually really like
Pikmin. No, I disagree.
I actually do.
Not the way you're talking about it.
No. I actually really do.
The
I'm
smack
just making
talk
fun
here.
Of it. I'm actually just making fun
it's
of it.
It's not a system seller. I'll get
it isn't.
There.
It's not a system seller. That's all I'm saying. It doesn't bring all the boys to the yard.
Yeah.
And I just, I don't know, like, but you know what I'm saying? We need something, even if it's Pokemon-like. Actually, no, here's the thing that would sell systems. Here it is. You ready for this? This is the other one that we came up with. Skylanders. But Pokemon.
What?
The Skylanders series. The little fucking action figures.
Mm-hmm.
But Pokemon.
Oh, just mimic
Nintendo,
that.
Yeah. Mimic that shit. The way Disney did. Disney did it. Nintendo
you
do it.
Could
I would buy those action figures.
No, I probably would too.
And then sit there and... But, dude, the best part is...
There's too many fucking Pokemon
no,
now.
It could be a semi-open Pokeball. Yeah, you just pick the best ones. You pick the favorites for it. But the platform that you put them in to the game on could be a fucking Pokeball.
Yeah,
you open it. And then put them on there. It's, I choose you.
So here's another thing that's always been a system seller for them. And that's Zelda games.
Yeah.
Now.
I agree. They're just, I mean, Wind Waker's going
to
be the first thing that comes
say,
back.
All out. They're doing is re-releasing a title. Now, I'm actually probably going to buy that. I'm intending on it. That's because I never finished Wind Waker on the GameCube. But if they were releasing a new Zelda title. instead of just a re-release, that could be something that could save the system.
No, I agree. I think there's enough people out there that would that want to play a Zelda game that would do it. But Nintendo's yet again a victim of their own. It'll come out when it's ready. It'll come out when it's ready. It's not ready yet. And so for that, it just points to the fact that when they came out with the system, they just... They didn't seem to... They did not have their shit in order. And in this brave new gaming landscape... I hate to be that guy. I know everybody's doing it right now. It hurts me because I love Nintendo so much that they have fucked up this badly.
You know what?
A system that I truly want to love. But
they'll survive.
No.
Because you know what?
It's not a matter of survival. I know they're going to survive.
They'll retain their core, because they always retain their core.
I know they're going to make more systems. They're going to make more great games.
The only thing,
buy them, and this too shall pass.
The only thing they're not going to succeed in doing with this generation is getting any new followers. Anybody who's not currently following Nintendo, anybody who's a Sony fan or a Microsoft fan, just has more ammunition for making fun of them. There's no, now I might want to switch. That's just not going to happen with this generation.
I agree. It's... Yeah, I get it. I do.
They'll survive. They'll have the same, people who got them through the GameCube years and technically through the N64 years, because those weren't good years either.
A lot of people forget that.
So they'll have that same, it's just not going to be the Wii.
I swear to God, it's Nintendo's handhelds that have carried them.
Wow, and a lot of people make that argument as well, and I think I read that same article you were referring to about them having deep pockets.
Oh, yeah.
The 3DS is still doing fantastically, and they're kind
of... And it didn't start off well.
They're kind of touting that, you know, analysts say dedicated gaming hardware for mobile is going to just die because everybody's got tablets and cell phones now, so who gives a shit?
But they said that... I mean, they said that the dedicated gaming consoles were going to die with that stupid video. That 90s video. He was like... Nobody's going to buy dedicated gaming platforms anymore because they already have them. Nobody wants these 16-bits. What are you going to do with the 16-bits? You've already got 18-bits.
You kind of lost it there, didn't you? Went a little off the rails. That's okay.
What the fuck?
But yeah, analysts are full of shit anyway.
No, I don't trust, I don't believe what the analysts are saying. I don't give a shit about that. I want some games on that system that excite me. Zombie U excited me. I had a ton of fun with that.
I did too, I really did.
I want to play some things on it that I can't play anywhere else. That's what I want.
And Nintendo Land was also really high quality. But let's look at the other titles that I played on there, and yes, I enjoyed, but did they need to be on there? No, I really enjoyed Scribblenauts Unlimited, but I could have played it on the PC and you had just as much fun. I really enjoyed Ninja Gaiden 3, but only because that's the only system on which they released the version of that game that didn't suck. Do I even have any other games? You know what? New Super Mario Bros. Wii U... It's fun. Every time I play it, I enjoy it, but it's not drawing me in.
It's not...
I find it distinctly unexciting.
Well, it's not new. It is not new.
It's a content pack.
A high-definition content pack.
Sure.
It's been updated, Colin. But yeah, so I get to be a fucking raccoon that also just so happens to fly, just like the other one did. Like, anyways, all right. Nintendo bashing over?
Yeah.
We cool?
We cool.
All right. It's Pacific Rim time. So, spoiler alert, you whiny little bitches. Get out and see the goddamn movie already. Seriously. Are you kidding me? How have you not seen this movie by now? It's a fantastic fucking movie.
We didn't see it until kind of late. You and I.
Dude, we saw it at least... We saw it more than a week ago.
I'm just saying.
More than a week ago.
2 weeks.
We at least gave it 2 weeks after it came out, okay? Because this shit's fucking busy. I don't want to sit in the fucking nosebleeds or right up front where I have to bend my neck to watch the movie.
So, spoiler alert, the aliens...
they all died.
Were us all along.
The aliens were us. They were within us all along. We imagined all of it.
It was all in our
heads. It was just an acid trip. The entire thing. Really bad acid trip.
It was a dream, y'all.
some butterfly effect shit. Pacific Rim has got to be my favorite movie of the year so far. And I'm going to say why. Because I knew the kind of movie it was going into it. I knew I wasn't going to go see it for the sake of some deep engrossing story, engaging dialogue, which, I mean, the dialogue wasn't terrible, but
it was competent.
I went to see, the dialogue was competent. I went to see a movie with absolutely amazing special effects showcasing giant fucking robots beating the ever-loving shit out of giant fucking monsters.
And it
delivered. And that's all I cared about because I sat there and I was in awe the entire time. I was glued to what was happening. It was just that impressive. And I would watch it again. I would go see it again in the theaters if I had any time. But I'm definitely going to want to own it and watch it over and over again. And in fact, for me, because it didn't try to get overly cheesy or over the top or overly characterize certain things, like, I don't know, Transformers did, I actually enjoyed watching it more than I enjoyed watching any of those movies, because those movies I found I got taken out of the majesty.
Just qualitatively, Pacific Rim is a better movie than pretty much all of the Transformers movies.
Yes.
There's no real comparison.
No, there isn't. There isn't any comparison. And if the Transformers movies were made more like something like this, I would enjoy them more.
Expanding on your point, it walked the line between managing not to be cheesy at all, while also not taking itself too seriously at all. It had just the right blend that you hope an action movie will have so that you can suspend your disbelief but not feel like this weighty thing has been placed upon you. It's just plain fun to watch.
Yeah. And you don't even care about some of the ridiculousness. You really don't. Actually, there it is. That's what it is. It's like Saturday morning cartoons.
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose it is.
When you really, really like a Saturday morning cartoon, like some of the Spider-Man series and stuff like that, they did some stupid shit. Sometimes the villains had these plans that you knew would never work. That was half of the fun. And you want to know what? The humans had some fucking plans that you knew would never work. You had these situations that they got into. It's like, oh, why are you doing that? You done fucked up now. And
you done goofed.
They introduced these yoggers that you saw on the posters, and you were like, oh, this is awesome. I get to see this one fight now. And this is the spoiler part. They fucking get the shit kicked out of them, and they don't do any good, and they're dead.
Yeah,
they're
dead weak.
Within like 10 minutes.
So I mean, there's a lot of history leading up to. Kind of that first major battle, but there's only four Yoggers that are a part of this unit, and two of them, they have these badass crews that we just kind of got to know a little bit. They seem really cool, really looking forward to what they're capable of. Yeah, just dead.
Didn't Five kill minutes. a single kaiju. Not a single kaiju went down
barely
by their hand.
Damaged them.
In front of us. They just walked us like, oh yeah, yeah, you ready to see some shit? Yeah, this is some great shit. And they were showing off, like their armor pieces were moving, they had their weapons out, and they started doing shit, and it's like, yeah, completely ineffective, you're both dead.
That
like, it was like,
that was sloppy.
It was like
that.
Picking a fire type Pokemon and bringing it to Brock's gym and realizing
you're just you're really fucked. Focused on Pokemon.
Yeah,
so.
I don't know. I've got it's
the
just
flower game was like Pokemon. They should save the Wii with Pokemon.
Okay,
the
you know what?
Game is like Pokemon.
I like Pokemon. I don't know if I made that clear. When Pokemon XY comes out, I'm sucking you back in, motherfucker. Just so
you'll
you know.
Try.
Yeah, no, it's happening. It's happening.
You'll
You're gonna get
try.
Back in. It's gonna happen. It's gonna happen, man. It's gonna happen. Anyways, what else?
Pokemon.
Pokemon.
I think that's what you were going to say, right?
You know what? I'm going to draw Pokemon now as a kaiju.
You should.
That's actually kind of awesome.
Anyway, that did genuinely frustrate me as well.
It didn't... So, I think part of the problem with that was they intended those guys to die, and I get that, but the movie didn't have enough time.
If the movie had more time, they could have died in a more reasonable and
characters could have been explored a bit more, you could have grown more attached to them, it would have had more impact.
The deaths could have been less pointless.
Yeah, the movie did suffer from it. I don't want to say it felt rushed, but that's the best way to put it. It felt like they were trying to compress a lot of story, a lot of information into what would be considered a relatively short time frame.
And it was really ballsy that they did that, especially when you consider that the first 5 minutes of the movie are a recap of
everything that
like 30 or 40 years leading up to that moment of history. And
it is. It's telling a very specific part. Ooh, they could do an Origins movie.
They should.
Oh, actually. So many Yoggers.
You know how I usually
everywhere.
I'm opposed to such things?
Yeah,
it's like,
I'm not.
That's a self-contained unit. Don't release any more content. That would just ruin everything and you'd over-franchise. No, they need to do that with this film. They need to make several more movies.
I want to see it. I want to see all the giant robots fucking shit up.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
Because, ultimate spoiler alert, the moral of the story is, there's no more robots. There's no more robots. There's no more giant monsters. They're all gone. Movie ends, they're gone.
Kind of got to be a prequel.
They kind of fucking nailed that coffin shut.
But,
I mean, they could make more giant robots. They've made them before.
There's a ton of prequel potential.
But they very clearly lost all the robots.
There's really good potential because of that, the way they sped through that history. And that's just... That was ballsy of them to take a new property and take it on faith that people were going to be able to sink into their world in that short intro. They had people hooked from the start.
Yeah, no, they did. That's just it. They really did what they needed to do. They told what they needed to tell, which is weird. So you go from this super compressed intro story to this really expanded end story.
It does feel like we're hearing the end of a much longer tale.
And Gypsy Danger is fucking huge. I actually looked up some comparison images in terms of the size. Gypsy Danger could kick Optimus Prime like a football.
Yeah, but Optimus Prime's not really that tall.
He's still considered a giant robot. He's a giant robot.
His mass is that of a transport truck.
I get what you're saying. I'm just saying Gypsy Danger is ridiculously huge.
Comparatively.
Now, some people complained about the whole sword scene where they finally decide to fucking use the sword, but
we have a sword scene?
I've accepted that. And the reason I've accepted that...
Why did they complain?
Well, they complained that, like, why didn't they do something with that sooner? Why are they using, like...
No, I said that when it happened.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't say that, though. I got it.
Really?
I picked up on it. Yeah.
You forgot you had a sword?
Yeah, no. She was new, dude. That's actually what he should have said. He should have looked over at her and said, what are you, new? And then she should have said, yeah, I am. I'm very new. I'm very new to this. I'm in the heat of the moment. It's my first giant robot monster battle.
It's my first day.
It's my first day. What do you want?
He knew there was a sword the whole damn time.
No, he didn't. That was a new feature. They rebuilt Gypsy Danger.
Oh, I didn't know that was a new feature.
Yeah, he didn't fucking have swords.
Did they make it clear that was a new feature?
It was pretty clear that was a new feature.
I don't know about that.
I felt that it was clear enough.
No, I don't think
it was. It was a new looking button.
I think you're making...
It was a shiny button.
Excuses.
It didn't have swords before. Otherwise, you were like, all right, push the sword button. She's the one that pushed the swords button.
That's the problem.
She's the one that did it.
Okay.
I'm suspending my disbelief. Shut the fuck up. All right.
Well, and that's really what the movie requires at the end of the day.
But if you're able to go into it and you're not, you prevent yourself from going into your hyper-rational... over-analytical mode, if you're like us, you just sit and you watch the movie and appreciate the majesty, then you're
going to...
The grandeur. You're going to love this movie. There's no question in my mind that you're going to want to make Sweet Robot love all night long.
And with that, I think we can draw this thing to a close.
We didn't introduce ourselves at the beginning of this.
They know who the fuck we are.
Maybe this is the first time listening to this. Just like, wow, it's just I two apologize. Assholes swearing.
I apologize profusely.
Bitches. I'm Brandon of Twex.com.
And I'm Colin of Twex.com.
Good night, folks. BSTS.